Hi, my name is Mae Chavoy, and I'll be interviewing my best friend's mom, Anne Malcolm. Hi, Mrs. Malcolm.
Hello, Mae.
Thank you for interviewing with me. What did you think about the relationship between Baba and Amir?
Well, Baba is Amir's father, and they had a very complex relationship because Baba had very high expectations of Amir, and Amir sensed it, and he just felt like he could never live up to his father's expectations. Mm-hmm. He felt like he was never good enough, the things he did. One of the things I know kept coming up is that he never felt like his father believed he was a strong enough, mm-hmm. you know, kind of a typical male role model. He really felt like that was something that his father wasn't proud of him about.
Right. So why do you think it was as difficult as it was? And furthermore, why do you think he treated Hassan in such a welcoming way as opposed to the way he treated Amir most of the time?
Well, I think traditionally in their culture, fathers are usually pretty tough on their oldest son.
Right.
And so I think that was expected behavior. But in regards to how he treated Hassan, Hassan was his best friend, who is also his servant's mm-hmm. son. And I think he coddled him and tried to, mm-hmm. you know, kind of make him feel accepted, make him feel part of the family. And he didn't have as high expectations of Hassan because
right.
it wasn't really his son.
Right.
Though we find out later
right.
that it was. But yeah, in you know, in all pretense, what he was trying to show was the way, you know, he was treating his son was pretty standard versus
right.
how he treated his
and
son.
And I think that you like, hey, on this, I think it is related to his past relationship with his servant, Hassan's dad,
mm-hmm.
the thing he did to him with cheating on him, or committing this, crime, they
right.
called it in that culture, and he probably just felt, like, a lot of guilt when
yeah.
he looked at Hassan and
trying to make up for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Of. Yeah, yeah.
So, on another note, in your opinion, what do you think the most important message of the novel was?
I think one of the key points was talking about redemption and trying to,
right.
you know, right all of your wrongs. Because right from the very beginning, you know, you're kind of instantly sensing the guilt that Amir had.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back and you hear the whole story
mm-hmm.
of how the guilt started, what led up to it and everything. So the overall underlying, it seems like throughout the whole thing, is redemption and that that weight
totally.
Of guilt,
yeah.
you know, that he had to live with.
Yeah, I would agree. So you said that he does this, he like refers back to the beginning. So do you think Hassani's writing style with starting and ending the book in present time was effective in its approach to its readers?
Yeah, I thought it was a great way to kind of start and then add the closure.
Mm-hmm.
And we do see that overlying theme of redemption, and then you see that he's actually
right.
is redeemed at the end of it. And
mm-hmm.
so starting with a sense of guilt and the weight that, and then you understand
mm-hmm.
why,
mm-hmm.
and then you close it with a little bit of relief and understanding was a good way to kind of, first of all, it was a great way to capture the reader
mm-hmm.
right from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, well,
yeah,
what happened and
totally.
How did you get here? And so, and then you're instantly into it, and then it brings it back
yeah.
to present day.
I thought that like the beginning when he started in California and then went back to his childhood in Afghanistan and then back to where he is in California was a great way of like saying his initial guilt, his whole story, and then the way that like it was a great way of connecting like the storyline to like the actual structure of the book.
Yeah.
So yeah,
one thing I didn't even think about until you just were mentioning that was it was interesting to see, because of all of those steps, you know, the California and then back to his childhood
mm-hmm,
and all
mm-hmm.
the different steps, you saw how when even going from childhood to teenage to young adult to
mm-hmm.
married, there was always that overlying guilt, something
yeah.
weighing on him. So it was kind of interesting to watch all that happen too.
That's a really great point.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Amir, how would you describe him?
So Amir is definitely a very kind of a jealous and person, mm-hmm. Who is, what's another word we were trying to think of here?
Like, he was complicated. He was very proud,
yes,
I would say.
Yes, that was exactly it. He's because the jealousy kind of is off of because he's so mm-hmm. proud and his expectations
totally.
Of his father.
Totally.
And noticing that Hassan had so many of these qualities that his father admired,
mm-hmm.
the jealousy and the pride kind of played against each other mm-hmm. and really made up for his core being in mm-hmm. a lot of the decisions that he made.
I feel like this pride that you're mentioning, like, related a lot to his culture, because Hassan was a Hazara and he was not, so I felt like he was forced to feel pride mm-hmm. and he, like, was smart enough and wise enough to recognize that, like, he didn't want to feel this way, but, like, he culturally, like, did, you
yep.
know? He never called the relationship a friend. He never, like, thought of Hassan yeah. that way, but he deep down, like, that's had that.
Yeah, you know? There was a true relationship, but he felt like he couldn't,
mm-hmm.
he couldn't allow it because of those...
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh, I can't even the status lines between
Definitely.
The different oh gosh
cultures
like, or I can't classes. Thank
yes.
you. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah.
So, what of these characteristics? What would you say his biggest faults are? I think we touched on
yeah.
some, but
yeah.
So what are these, and how do you say you can learn from these?
Okay, so The pride is what was the overlying
mm-hmm.
fault, I think, because that led
totally.
To all of his decisions being so poor.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the examples was just the pride, you know, when Hassan was getting beaten
mm-hmm.
and his pride in his class and his status and also his pride knowing that he needed his dad's acceptance, because he needed
Definitely.
The reason he was
Definitely.
Letting the fight go on is he needed this kite. He needed to prove that he won.
Mm-hmm.
And
Definitely.
So that was the start of, you know, so many downfalls from there. And then again, the pride in wanting his dad's acceptance,
mm-hmm.
that he basically framed Hassan in saying that he stole something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, all of that was, you know, because of his
mm-hmm.
him being jealous, because he wasn't getting his father's approval the
Definitely.
Way Hassan was. So I think for sure that was probably his weakest and his
yeah.
biggest problem.
I feel like that pride could also relate to the whole incident that basically shapes the whole book, when he watched
mm-hmm.
Hassan's rape. So I think that would definitely, you're right, that would definitely mm-hmm. be one of his biggest faults, considering, like, since Hassan was a Hazara and he was being beaten up by Asif and other higher classes, he couldn't be seen saving someone of a lower class. So that
yeah.
definitely would be, like,
yeah.
a major fault of Amir. All right. So how would you, we also did touch on this, but how would you further describe the relationship between Hassan and Amir?
Yeah. So you said it perfectly earlier that Amir would never admit, you know, Hassan was definitely
mm-hmm.
his best friend, but he could never put that
right.
title to it, because
right.
that would be, you know, again, something you don't do in that society, at the class. You do not, you know, relate
mm-hmm.
between the classes like that.
Mm-hmm.
And conversely, Hassan would have done anything
mm-hmm.
for Amir.
Exactly.
And, you know, basically every move he made was to please him, and not just to please him, but he truly admired him, loved him,
right.
and wanted to make him happy. So it was, you know, definitely a not a reciprocal relationship by any means.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Amir would take advantage of Hassan, and Hassan would just constantly
Definitely.
Try to be there for him.
And I think that you said earlier that one of Amir's characteristics was his jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was always jealous of Hassan's loyalty towards himself,
uh-huh.
that he couldn't give back to Hassan. So
that's
I think
a
that's,
good that's a
yeah.
good point. Yeah.
I think it's a major quality towards their relationship.
Uh-huh.
So why do you think their relationship is significant towards the storyline of the novel?
So I think a lot of that, again, if you go back to, we were talking about how it's redemption, and
mm-hmm.
just knowing that he truly couldn't be the type of friend that Hussein could be, mm-hmm. I think that's why it was super important to the storyline in general. Because it was something he constantly, later on in life, was trying to figure out how to correct.
Trying to redeem himself for it. Like when he, at the end, he adopted Hassan's son. That was, I think that was his own personal way of redemption. Yeah. Like trying to just take back what he did to Hassan by not helping him or telling like what happened and trying to talk to him about it. Well, thank you so much for interviewing with me. This was so fun.
You're very welcome, May.
Let's talk more. Thank you.
Absolutely. Done. How'd we do?
10 and a half minutes.
Oh my gosh.
That was great.
Very good.